We've talked the whole night through.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Good morning. Good morning. It's great to stay up late. Good morning. Good morning to you.
This is WPTF Radio, Raleigh, North Carolina, and I'm Reese Edwards.
Hello, everybody. Atlantic Coast Conference Tournament basketball is on the air. This is Wally Ausley.
This is Bill Jackson speaking.
Hello, everybody. Welcome now to Sportsline. Gary Dornberg with you.
I'm Tony Rixby, WPTF News.
Hello, this is Charles Kuralt, CBS News, WPTF in Raleigh.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome back to Carolina Newsmakers. I'm Don Curtis.
Hello, friends. This is Bill Friday, WPTF in Raleigh.
I'm Rufus Adbiston on the Weekend Gardener.
Now, here is your moderator, Tom Kemp.
Thanks for watching this week's NC-SPAN.
Now, here is Ben Kaiser.
Hi-yo, well, that's good.
This is Art Devine.
This is Robert St. John in the NBC Newsroom in New York.
The Monitor edition of News of the World.
Debnam views the news. And now, here is Mr. Debnam.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Yours truly, Sam Beard.
And Jim Reed.
And Carl Gert.
Thank you, Sam, and greetings to all of our listeners.
This is Harry Presley, WPTF in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Wayne Edda is standing by now with a check of the latest news.
WPTF News presents Regional Report, a digest of late happenings throughout the area.
This is Bill Ellis.
This is Jimmy Capps.
The Nocturne we send as...
This is Bill Hope.
This is Warren Barfield with Kingdom Scott at the organ and a program of familiar carols.
Good morning, this is Phil Franklin.
Paul Harvey. Good day.
And this is J.C. Knowles with the North Carolina Collection on WPTF.
I'm Mike Blackman, WPTF News.
Good evening, I'm David Sherrill.
This is Robert Hager, WPTF News.
This is Bob Farrington.
Good morning, everybody. Charlie Gaddy here with Ask Your Neighbor.
Mario Dill here.
Fess Parker, our guest this morning here at News Talk 680.
Well, Jack Boston, that was a great introduction.
Everyone, great to have you with us. This is North Carolina's Morning News. I'm Brian Freeman on WPTF.
Hello, I'm your friend Bart Rittner.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the Bob Butler Show. And this is Ned Champion reporting.
And here is Carl Venters.
WPTF is the voice that shares with its neighbors what it's like to be living the life of Raw.
This is Donna Mason on 680 WPTF.
And I'm Dick Stork in the WPTF Record Vault. Good morning to you.
Tom Kearney here.
Johnny Hood on the Southern Farm Network.
Well, howdy, everybody. I'm Hef Hansen.
I'm Marlon Bowling reporting.
This is Charles Osgood wishing Mike Raley and Ann Clapp congratulations on the anniversary of WPTF's Weekend Gardener program.
I'm Mike Raley, the Weekend Gardener. Welcome in, everybody.
I'm Ann Clapp.
And this is a Tar Heel Gardener saying, keep them growing.
Some of the incredible people who have worked here over the years, and it's been a pleasure putting that together and listening to it all these years. I never get tired of hearing those voices, of kind of being reunited with them.
Yeah,
in some form. Dr. Friday, and he was a big fan of this show. What an honor. And I'm glad
you,
to
you
have
and
known
Ann, I know appeared on the Bill Friday
North
show.
Carolina people, yeah. What a big honor that was. That was fun.
I had the pleasure of appearing three times in my different three offices, and he was quite a fellow. He loved to eat too at the K&W cafeteria.
Yeah.
At
he did. He came to Raleigh a lot.
Cameron Village, I still call it Cameron Village.
Me as well.
For the lobbying for the university, basically.
Yeah.
He came to the legislature a great deal. But, yeah, all those great folks.
Well, I'm proud to say that he was my client when I was Attorney General.
Okay.
That's right.
Dr. Friday was my client.
Yeah. We filmed that episode of his show at the Arboretum. He wanted to do it at the Arboretum. He wanted to do it outside. So we had several postponements because he wanted to do it in March, but we had to postpone it two or three times. We finally got to the last week of March, and we worked.
I don't recall any other episode outside of the studio with that one.
Yeah, and it was still a little chilly. It had been a very windy March, so that was a problem. But we did it out uh, the
the main what's the main building called that has a deck out?
We you did know, it talking the, about the NC J.C. Rawlson.
J.C. Rawlson, yeah, we oh, did okay. it there and
the
did it
Ruby
on the
Ruby McSwain or
yeah the McSwain Center. Mm-hmm. We did Ruby it on McSwain the deck out there.
Yeah,
and
rooftop.
Mr. Friday had they have their own makeup. At least then they had people to apply makeup.
Wow.
For
radio?
This was North Carolina people for television.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this was.
You didn't get your makeup this morning?
I didn't. I didn't know what was going on.
Powder your head.
The only times, I haven't done a lot of television, but you know, the Jerry Lewis telethons and things like that downstairs that we did, and we had to wear makeup for that. Bob Vernon, who was the anchor, the great anchor at 22 and also at Channel 5, told us what to buy. Told Wheelis and I what to buy, Mike Wheelis from our sister station. It was Max Factor stuff. So that's our only foray into wearing makeup.
Well, you people say that you and I have a radio face.
Radio face.
Sometimes one time somebody said to me, do you use Botox? I said, no, I just got a fat face.
Moon pie.
I don't have
The moon-faced Edmiston.
There you go.
That was in the paper one time. They were describing me, and they said, the moon-faced Edmiston.
Now, what if at least they were writing about you.
I wonder if it was one of those full moons or half moon. Or
we better get Rob on here. Yeah. He's gonna get us. Rob, well, I apologize. You've been on there a long time.
Oh, God, you just set up the softball of the year.
Uh-oh.
I'm not going to do it.
Well,
I'm
don't throw anything.
Yeah, that would be, yeah. I got a stupid question, but it's good.
Well, you may get a stupid answer.
All right. I'm looking forward to it. What differentiates a weed from other plants?
There's nothing stupid about that. That's a really good question.
If you don't like it, it's a weed.
Okay.
That's what
it's
I always
anything
think.
Anything out of place.
That's right.
If it's a weed, because you could have a soybean field, and you could have one single corn plant out there, and corn is not considered a weed unless it's out of place. So,
right.
So corn in a soybean field would be a weed.
Yeah. Well, some things, though, Rob, I think like a thistle. Well, that blue bloom is one of the most beautiful things in the world, but it sure is a weed in the pasture.
Yep.
Weed is anything that you don't want growing in the wrong place.
What kind of plant grow? I'm doing a little research for a story, and I want a plant that I'm trying to understand how you could get a plant to grow, say, 100 feet up.
Well, read Jack and the Beanstalk.
A whole lot of water, right?
Do you want it to get that height during your lifetime?
Yeah, I want it to get.
Well, I've got one suggestion: a climbing hydrangea, and I have one, Rob, that must be up now at least 40 feet, and it's still going up in the ancient.
But he wants a tree that gets.
You want
feet.
A tree? Yeah. Well, okay.
Actually,
you said a plant.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I've got this super fertilizer that's going to go in a field, and somebody's going to while it's being prepared and planted with corn, somebody spills a bag of marijuana out there, and nobody knows about it. So, what I thought would be funny would just see suddenly there's a 100-foot pot plant growing out in the middle of a cornfield.
Well, somehow a bunch of college students will find it.
Well, yeah, they're gonna.
I hope there's no forest fire.
Well, when you said weed, I thought you were talking about a deer. What is a weed versus?
Yeah. Well,
yeah, we're really getting into the weeds.
That's funny.
The best part will be when they burn it down.
Yeah, absolutely.
A party.
That could affect a lot of people.
One time when I was here in general, they had a big pot bust down in Pittsburgh, and they were burning it, and they didn't have enough room to take care of the cars and people that showed up at the burning. It was like a convention.
Everybody wanted to stand around and stand in the smoke.
That's a true story.
Just on a serious note, I used to do logistics for the Cajun Navy, and that was during, was it Dennis or Irene? We had such a bad flood down there.
I don't remember.
They eastern North Carolina. I just sat there for days.
Well, I remember Florida's one where all the livestock was floating in the water.
Yeah, and down east. Yeah, and this is apparently the equivalent for western North Carolina. And
this is going to be awful. People need to get ready to reach in their pocketbooks and give the Red Cross some money.
Yeah, and state government's activated, and I'm sure the Red Cross and the Graham folks, people from a lot of different states are going to be helping.
Yeah.
Well, I would like to. I want to make a donation when you guys get ready to do a fund.
Okay.
All right. I appreciate that,
Rob. Thank you so much, and I do apologize again for keeping you on hold so long.
Oh, no, it's okay. I enjoyed it.
Thank you. Thank you very much, and please call us again.
All right. We will see you later. Thank you.
All right, bye.
Well, may I make a public service announcement right here in front of you and Nelson especially.
Mm-hmm.
On October the 24th, we're going to have the Super Kids at Pam's Restaurant beginning at 5 o'clock this year. And you've heard me talk enough about that. We, in the past 31 years, we put over 80 children in school who otherwise would not have been able to go to college. And you two have been great, great supporters and wonderful friends of that. And I just want the people to know out there that if you want to help a kid, this is your chance. Super Kids Gathering, October 24, and you can call my office, 919-829-1988. Cheryl will be glad to talk to you and tell you how you can get there and to bring along a little jingle to help a kid. October 24, Pam's Restaurant, 5 o'clock.
I'll be there.
Amen, and so will Mike.
Can you get one of those pancakes that they make there at 5 o'clock in the afternoon?
I'm sure Pam will come up with anything.
They have good pancakes at Pam's.
Yeah, but that spread she puts on for the Super Kids is just
fantastic.
Yeah.
You get your money's worth, and you put a kid in school, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. All right, 919-860-9783. Colonel, what's going on? Tell us more about the plant sale and what kind of plants are going to be there. Because this is a great time to plant something.
It certainly is. We started back in May planting plugs. We'd get small plugs and preparing them. And we're going to be setting up this week, actually Monday, we're going to set the tent up. We recently received a big tent. It's a 20 by 30 foot tent, which is a third bigger than what we've had in the past. And we're going to be setting up and getting ready for the plant sale this coming Saturday, starting at 9 o'clock. It's got a lot of great plants that are hard to find, a lot of native plants. And some specialty plants. Right now, the plants list is not up yet on our website, but we expect to get it up really quick this week. So if you check back by, say, Tuesday or Wednesday, that's plantfestnc.org is the website. And you can see the different activities that are going on. It's going to be a lot of educational things, tool sharpening, bees, natives, invasives, so people will have an opportunity to rotate around and learn about different plants.
Maybe Rob can come and learn about weeds.
Absolutely. The right kind of weeds. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have a food truck there and spend some time and look around, learn. I think we'll have some people guiding you to where to park. Last year we had the Plant Fest in the parking lot, but we're moving the tent into a grassy area, so the parking lot will be used for parking this year. Kind of a native concept or novel concept there. But it's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of people. You've got an opportunity to ask questions. You can see the different demonstration gardens around the building. For example, in the edibles, we have blackberry, blackberry trellises. We've got grape or muscadine trellis systems. We have.
Do you have pawpaw?
We do. We actually have two pawpaw plants, two trees. We have persimmons out there. The native. We have native persimmons, and we have, which is the American persimmon, and then we have two Asian. We have a Fuyu. Asian persimmon and another one that I don't know the variety that's phenomenal.
So your plant sale, which I was going to ask, is it both woodies and herbaceous?
Yes, absolutely.
And
most are most we're trying to what we're selling are actually perennials.
Okay,
and so that people can get them in the ground this year. We don't have very many house plants. We're not really set up for house plants. We're actually wanting to bring in plants that pollinators and others, but there may be a few house plants. I doubt it. But artwork is for sale, like bird baths and hypertufa planters.
Neat.
So it's going to be a lot of things. We have had some donations of planters that we're going to be selling, yard art. And it's just going to be a lot of fun. I guarantee you come, you'll be excited and looking forward. And we try to hold it on normally on the second Saturday. However, we had to move it up a week because of Yom Kippur is the second. And then so we'll transition it next year back to the second Saturday in October. That's when we normally hold it.
Okay. Very good. John is with us in Durham. Hey, John.
How you doing today?
Oh, fine. I hope you're well.
Well, look, you were talking about brown patch a while ago.
Yes.
Yeah, a lot of people suffered through that this summer.
That's what I thought I had, but they tell me I have army worms.
Oh
yeah.
Oh, my heavens.
Yeah, you know, that was a real scourge, and I believe that was some people were blaming it on Debbie, that those army worms were brought up this way.
Yeah, that's what I heard, too.
And they really – do you have warm season grass?
It's fescue.
Fescue, yeah. It they went after everything.
They certainly did.
Did you get a lot of calls, Mart, about that?
We've had about 7 calls over the last week and a half.
Hmm.
And the problem is that when people recognize that they're army worms, it's too late. They see something going on and they don't really go out and investigate. I'm talking pastures are being attacked. And you can just roll back the sod because they eat the crown and it destroys the plant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true. That's what happened to mine. The whole front yard almost died and the back.
Yeah, so would y'all recommend doing?
Let's ask John, what did you do? Or have you treated it yet?
I did not treat it. I raked the dead grass off and aerated.
Okay, have you? Did you actually see active feeding? Did you see the actual larva or the worm?
No, I did not.
Okay. Usually when we see that and they're still active, so go out and look. You really need to scout and see if you see any what looks like caterpillars. If you see them, they probably need to be sprayed. You'll need to find an insecticide that's for lawn. Okay. But if you don't see any active feeding, if you don't see the larva, they look like a caterpillar. What you need to do is go ahead and now's the time to get some grass seed out there if you've aerated and go ahead and replant.
Okay.
And you need to try to do that soon. We're talking this week.
Yeah, that I have done, and the rain probably has washed all the seed away to somewhere else.
I don't know. If you've had rivers of water running, you may have had seed run. But for the most part, if you aerated, you've got a lot of seed that actually will wash into those core holes.
Yeah.
And it will look like you'll start seeing it when it germinates. It takes 3 to 5 days, and you'll see germinating. If you don't see it by this time next week, you need to reseed.
Oh, okay.
Because it doesn't take long for the grass seed to germinate. We're talking 5 to 7 days.
Yeah. Okay. And by the way, I celebrate the same birthday that WPTF does.
No, cool.
Good gracious. Well, happy birthday, John.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're not 100 years old, are you?
No, 89.
89? All right. Well, not too far.
Oh, my goodness.
Not too far.
My friend.
How long have you been listening to WPTF?
Practically all my life.
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Next year be my 50th anniversary here. So I missed the working here 50 years or more by just a few months. So
there's a lot of the voices that you play on your
That's right. You know, I grew up with them and then got to work with some of them.
There you go.
Osley and Rittner and Dornberg and all those guys.
Yeah.
Amazing. Well, John, it is served and will continue to serve.
What has been your occupation?
Worked in tobacco and with Liggett and Myers.
Oh, my. Wonderful.
Yeah. How about that? Yeah. What a big...
Then worked after the Army, worked in that.
Fantastic.
Well, I have to sort of add that one of my clients that I've had the longest or any other client is Altria, John, and you know what that is. That's Philip Morris.
Philip Morris, yeah.
Yeah.
They were big names in this country and certainly in North Carolina for many years. Employed a lot of people in Durham.
Oh, yes, they did. Yeah. Really did.
And that's that property down there has been transformed into Durham has just... it's just a metamorphosis. It's beautiful downtown.
I don't even recognize some of it anymore.
I know. But I'm glad that they were able to utilize some of those old buildings from Liggett and Myers. Well, thanks for your service, John.
Thank you.
And happy birthday.
And happy birthday again.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. How about that? Yep. Yeah, it's not Betty worked there his whole life. He said from the Army... after the Army. All right, 919-860-9783, 919-860-WPTF. More of the Weekend Gardener coming up.
It's a beautiful morning.
Welcome back to the last half hour of today's WPTF Weekend Gardener. Mike Rayleigh here. It is a beautiful day compared to some we've had this week. But our thoughts and prayers are still with folks in Rocky Mount, down to Sampson County, and, of course, in western North Carolina and other areas of the country that were affected by Hurricane Helene. And unfortunately today they are going to get more rain. Not much, but that thing is backing up a little bit east, that system, as those comma-shaped low-pressure systems do, and so they may get some more rain. And, heck, we almost had some tornadic activity around Hillsborough and Oxford.
We certainly did. We spent the hour in the closet yesterday.
Yeah. Right.
Sheltering in place.
Yeah, find a... That's something that people need to make sure, because you never know when a tornado is gonna hit someplace, and we saw that yesterday, and that was a Category 3 tornado, and that is probably as powerful as we have in this state. We don't get the fives like they do out in Oklahoma, but find a perfect place. And in my house, we have a bathroom right under the staircase.
Perfect.
Yeah, so that works out well. We don't have a basement.
But we certainly have seen some damage on the news as we're watching it here in the studio and looking at our iPads and telephones. And
incredible. And, you know, we were talking about it was supposed to be Parents' Day or something up at App State.
And, and the parking lot flooded.
Big football game. Yeah, I mean, the campus is flooded, I guess.
What, 6-8 inches of water, or was it more on King Street and Boone?
It was incredible watching that. I love, as I mentioned in the first hour of the show, I love looking occasionally at the websites or the webcams up at Beach Mountain and in Boone there on King Street. A lot of good eating places there, and you know, a lot of friends over the years from App State. And the Howard's Knob, that water must have been coming off there like a waterfall or something, man. Rufus.
Oh, man. that King Street is made just for a nice deluge from out of Howard's Knob.
Yeah, I mean, it was a river yesterday. So our prayers to people. And Pam Walker from Department of Correction, Deputy Secretary, is going to work with, there are a lot of people who will be volunteering from other branches of state government to help run this emergency operation up there especially. But there's help for the folks in Rocky Mount and down in Sampson County, too, as we try to get things straightened out. It was devastating up there. And I did hear from Craig LaHoulier, who lives in the Hendersonville area. He said a lot of people around there don't have water. He says they're pretty well cut off, he and his wife, and the electricity is kind of intermittent. They're working on that. And he said he lived in the Triangle, of course, for a long time, and he said it was very much like Fran.
Mm. Mm.
That's what it felt like.
Well, I saw a news article that said all roads in the mountains are pretty much closed. So,
yeah.
So they're telling people, stay away. Don't try to come up there.
Do not go up there. If you want to help or anything, don't do it. Do it with your pocketbook, and I'm sure there'll be funds. The Red Cross and others will be.
They're going to make, the major emergency management will be pushing, pushing packages and stuff up there.
Yeah. And, Franklin Graham's operation is in Boone.
Correct.
So that they fly all over the world to help, and now they are right in the middle of it. So I hope they have other bases of operation that they can, they know how to do it. They do a good job.
Well, the first part of the rain they got really wasn't even from a
leading there was
storm.
A low pressure system, a cold front
started it,
and it was just going right up over the over the mountains from south to north, and so that started the whole thing. I think some of my relatives, a commissioner up in near Sparta, said they got about 15 inches of rain.
Wow.
Yeah.
There.
Oh, so, my gosh. Well, I'd say it would be 2 feet.
That's up there in the New River,
in
too.
Watauga, yeah.
Mm. Well, once the ground gets saturated and then you have a major storm that comes in, like this hurricane that push up through and turns into a tropical storm and then is downgraded, but you still, all that water, it's got to go somewhere.
Well, just look at what we experienced down on the coast a couple of weeks ago.
And
Debbie was...
Part of the problem with the coast is, our wetlands, I feel, are not being taken care of and protected. So we have a lot of clear cut.
They were supposed to be a buffer.
Exactly. And so... it's just causing more problem. There are areas that never flooded before with even more amounts of rainfall that didn't flood. Now we get half that rainfall, but because we're not protecting or saving or mitigating, then these areas are just can't handle the volume of water. And of course we know wetlands are good because they purify and clean and, mm-hmm. I don't know, the groundwater, the water table is just plumb full.
So as our yards and everything, if we had water barrels like we did a few years ago, they'd be overflowing right now. So what are some things we can be doing in the landscape right now besides trying to get that fescue lawn out there?
Well, planting new plants. I mean, plants sequester carbon. They pull carbon out of the atmosphere to grow those plants. So perennials, anything you can do to create more habitat, both for birds and animals and everything else. We're continually developing and needing more space for condominiums and high-rise hotels and everything else. But what people forget is when we build a new building, we're losing that soil around it, the permeability of the soil. So it's got to go somewhere. We're losing that when we're developing these farmsteads and into housing developments. Yeah. And so that's just really a tough situation.
So how do we properly plant a tree or a shrub? We make mistakes doing that. And
Well, you know, plants are truly pretty resilient. Obviously, when we plant them, they're fairly young. And I feel like, you know, babies, children are fairly resilient too, but at the same time, you have to protect them a little bit. So you protect your baby, you protect your plant. So it is important to understand what kind of plant you're buying and what size and space you want it to fill. Those are all important. And then knowing what your soil type is so that you can, and realizing too, most of the time that you're buying plants in containers or from nurseries, most of the time they're grown in a soil, kind of a soilless soil, if you will, but more of a pine bark mulch. So it's easy for those roots to grow and bust out of this container. But if you just stick them straight into whatever soil, that soil may need amending. So it's important to know what your soil. Are you in a sandy soil? Do you need to add compost? Are you in a very clay soil? Does it need to be pickaxed and busted up so that you're not creating like a pot for it to flood and drown? So planting soil level, no volcano planting, mulching. Don't want to set it too deep. So just asking yourself these questions, you know, what is the size I want the plant to get? What is the purpose of the plant? Do I want it flowering? Do I want it to let light in? Do I want it evergreen? So just figuring all of that out. And there's so many great nurseries in our area to help you with that. And then figuring out and knowing what your soil type is. And we have such an amazing diversity and selection of plants. And it's fun. And you know, you tackle one and then you add another and another. And it's addictive. It's fun.
What I just heard there is right plant, right place.
Yep.
And that's so, you know, people don't think
I have
about
a book that's titled that.
Really?
Yeah. I do, yeah.
But it's so important to select a plant that you know what the final size is. Plant it for the final size. And as an example, I have this button bush, and it needs a lot of water. And they say, well, button bush won't grow there. Well, I put this plant where the gutter system actually floods this area, and so it's a perfect place for it, and it's thriving right now.
Not a lot of plants would like that, but there are plants that would.
And that's a native.
Yeah, and so it's a beautiful, beautiful plant. And so every time I go to the lake and I see a small seedling of a button bush, I'll pick it up and I'll plant it in my pond area where I know it'll be happy, and then I'll get it growing, and next year I'll take it and I'll move it to somewhere else. But I love button bush. I think
and that's a host that's a host plant for like swallowtails and some of our butterflies as well.
Yeah, it's a beautiful plant. Gosh,
I have always used a rule of thumb about the size of your thumb. I've potted plant about an inch above the soil level. I don't know where I learned that, but
well,
it's worked for me.
It's a good rule of thumb because, you know, you've got air spaces you've created, so that plant's going to settle down to soil level anyway.
Yeah.
And you don't want any air spaces in there. You want to pack it real well.
And, you know, there's another trick that's out there that landscapers use that, for example, if you have real clay soil that don't drain well, you plant the root mass halfway above so that it actually has a place to drain.
Huh.
It's like tobacco. You hill it up. They hill it up and they put it on the top of the ridge, and so it gets good drainage. Well, that's kind of the same concept when you've got some shrubs and stuff that if you've got an area that just doesn't drain well, you can help it out because you're lifting it up a little bit higher than what it normally would to allow for that drainage.
Yeah, I would be real careful a little bit with that, just because then you would have to definitely groom your mulch up to the edge. You don't want the air to wick the root ball and your plant dry out.
Absolutely, yes.
And plus, you know, you see these mounds of soil. I mean, it's above soil level, so it's going to dry out much quicker and struggle more in the summer. So, you know, if you do have clay, I mean, trying to bust that clay up and not just use a shovel and seal it off, but just bust, amend, 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 I would try to get it down a little bit, but certainly in some situations, I'm sure, you know, maybe you do that, but
basically it's a raised bed. Frankly, that's what you're doing, is you're raising a bed above the clay. Does that make sense?
Oh yeah, of course. By the way, we haven't talked about a Cliff Joyner saying lately.
Well, I was in communications with Cliff this week about when we were going to go down in maybe October to have lunch with him. What did he say today?
You have not lived today until you have done something for someone who can never repay you. Amen.
Yeah. Don't ask for repayment. Make yourself feel, I mean, giving is, will make you feel good enough.
Yeah. That's the wonderful thing that I get out of the super kids. It's not that I've done something for them. They give back.
Yeah. That's right. All right, Sam is with us in Cary. Sam, good morning. You're on WPTF.
Good morning. Such a beautiful morning.
It is a beautiful morning.
A little late today, and when I tuned in, there was a caller, I believe, was talking about persimmons and plants and other things that they're going to be selling.
But yes, Mark Bumgardner is extension agent this is at the Orange County Cooperative Extension Service in Hillsboro. And Mart, if you'll tell us about that.
Yeah, again, the plants, it's in Hillsboro, located at the Bonnie B. Davis Ag Center, located at 1020 US 70 West. It's between Eflin and Hillsboro. If you want to Google the NC Department of Transportation, DOT, where you get your driver's license, it's across from the driver's license bureau there in Hillsboro. But anyway, it's 9 till 2 next Saturday, October the 5th. It's a giant plant sale and plant festival, and so that's why it's called Plant Fest. But we have beautiful demonstration gardens around the building for people to look at, and you know, it's phenomenal. So please come on out.
Well, what's with you guys all that want to close down at 1 or 2 o'clock?
No. It's so we can clean up.
So you're planning, Rufus, you're planning to go over to the Botanical
Gardens. Yeah, I'm going to the Botanical Gardens.
They are having a big plant sale today, and Rufus knows exactly where that place is.
They're closing at 1 o'clock, so I've got to hightail it over.
You have to get you a merits over there, too. Get you a merit BLT.
You know, that's a good thought. I will be coming back with a merits BLT.
There you go. No, I need it there, man. You can get that all over you.
Nothing like that in the whole world.
That's a good tomato sandwich.
Well, they don't hold
bread.
The bacon.
No, they don't. I mean, you can get plenty of bacon on those. So you can get a triple.
Golly, I can't imagine a double, much less a triple.
I know.
Oh, my gosh.
could they make that?
They can make it.
A triple bacon
sandwich.
Yes. Yeah, I don't know.
A pound and a half of bacon.
I don't know what it looks like.
You couldn't even get a tomato and lettuce in there.
That's right. Get your mouth around that.
Well, I've never had a better one. They're good. There. I like the three-seed bread particularly.
They too. That's good.
Yeah.
So where is that? Where's Merritt's? I don't know.
It's on the Pittsburgh Road. It's on
Pittsburgh
15,
Road.
Basically.
Yeah. 15501.
Circle around with the Carolina Inn.
Pittsburgh Street.
54 on that.
On the left before you get to all those mixture of highways down there.
Okay. Yeah.
Right. It's an old service station.
Kind of the backside.
Just, you can Google it.
I'll find it. Yeah, I'll find it.
You really should go.
Well, I know where 15501 is.
And you have to go to Roast Grill, too. Martin's never been to Roast Grill.
They're two small places. They're two very small places that don't have a lot of tables.
Yeah.
And a lot of – Merritt's has a lot more parking.
Yeah.
But I may hit Roast Grill today. Yeah, okay.
Sam, have you been to Merritt's?
No, I have not.
Well, you're in Cary. You need to go to the Roast Grill in Raleigh. It's in downtown Raleigh, and you need to go to Merritt's, which is in Chapel Hill, if you like bacon, lettuce, tomato sandwiches. And the Roast Grill is a hot dog place. That's all they serve.
No ketchup.
No ketchup.
Sounds like mouth-watering, so we've got to give it a try someday.
I wish you would.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Did you get all your answers? Did you get all the answers you needed?
1020 US 70 West is what I will look up on Google, and it's across from the NCDOT.
The DMV, Department of Motor Vehicles. DMV.
Where all those people will be standing in line.
Yeah. They'll be waiting for you, Sam.
I'll join you guys then.
Okay.
You have a wonderful day, and thanks for asking about that.
You too. Thank you very much.
Bye. Thank you.
All right.
Well, I hope to see him out there next week.
Yeah, I hope he comes up and says.
I suspect he will. Just come up to me and say hello.
Look for the big guy, Sam. He's got an NC State red. NC State, you can't miss Mart anyway.
Yeah, I'm the ball headed guy.
And don't make him mad. He was a Ranger.
Well, as I mentioned, I went to the North Carolina Association of County Commissioners, and I ascended the escalator, and at the very
Mart,
top,
what were you doing up there?
I said, "My gosh, there is Mart." Yeah, he was a funny. Greeter.
That was funny. Yeah, I was greeting there in Greensboro. Yeah, that was great. I never would have expected to see Rufus there.
I know. Well, he's out there. Everywhere.
He is. It's kind of like, where's Waldo? Where's Rufus?
You know, that's the makings for another book.
Oh, yes.
Where's Rufus?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
That would be a great idea.
Yeah, that would rhyme with That's Rufus.
You can still get Rufus's book, That's Rufus, on Amazon and at the History. Now, the History Museum in downtown Raleigh is closed
now. It's closed, yes.
So you can't buy there. Where else? Is there any place else that sells it around here?
Well, you used to get it at Nelson's, and she sold out.
I don't know if they have.
Well, Amazon's the best bet.
Yeah, that's the easiest place to get it.
Yeah, that's easy.
And you're working on a new book.
Yeah, I think I'm going to title it, I Finally Got a Few Things Right.
All right. That kind of
has some rhythm.
Can you name them all on the same hand?
Oh, boy. Oh, man.
Well, that's would be a good title. You know, very poetic.
Try to talk a little about how we lack civility and empathy and why we're at one another so much, that there's certain things in life that people can do that are just simply human kindnesses.
Right.
And I'm going to use examples of people I've met along the way who've exhibited those wonderful characteristics.
And it would be nice if somebody would go over and help Rufus plant bulbs today. Well, that would be a good gesture.
I've got in mind a man named Palmer.
Well, do you have a bulb bed, or are you just going to put them in
the
yard?
Look, it's my way of being a landscape architect. I see a place that, four or five of them would look good there. Bam.
Nelson, what are you going to do? You ain't going to plant anything, are you?
Well, it's probably too wet. I know I've got a couple raised bed containers. Mom said, your broccoli's floating. So there's a plug at the bottom of these containers, so I've got to drain them. They're big old commercial planters. But anyway, I'm going to check on my 60, 70 cool season plants and drain some of the raised bed gardens and do some bell pepper harvesting and some jalapeno harvesting and probably make jalapeno poppers. And I think I'm going to make Italian sausage burgers tonight on the grill for some family.
Yeah, you got to feed everybody tonight.
Yep, and then we'll.
So what time are we coming over?
I know.
Yeah.
You come on to Julian.
That's right. Yeah.
It's fun because my grill's on a hill.
Oh, so I love
grill on the hill.
Grill on
Is
the
it
hill.
Ever roll down a hill?
No, it's too heavy. It's a Wilmington grill. But I take my bell peppers and my onions and I slice them in half. I can do. Yeah. I can like crack an
Is
egg.
Is my old friend Tom Gilmore's nursery still there?
There's remnants of plants. They sold the actual that place, but I think one of the sons might.
Yeah, he was a fine man. He ran against me for governor in 1984 and was a gentleman.
He was he had other duties in state government.
Yeah, he was the head of Department of Administration under Governor Hunt.
Yep.
And was a state senator at one time too.
You got me thinking now. I'm going to have to go home and do some stuffed bell peppers. That sounds wonderful.
Well, I've done that, but what I'll do is I'll take about a half-inch, three-quarter-inch, half-inch bell pepper ring and then an onion on the outside, and I'll stuff it with, like, Italian hot sausage and cook it on the grill.
Ooh, that is better than hamburger.
Perfect.
Wow. Can you imagine?
Ooh.
Yep, it's good.
That sounds wonderful.
Might do turkey in it instead of Italian.
Rufus,
sauce
you might have to go to Merritt's before you go to the Botanical Gardens.
Well, I'll never get to the Botanical Gardens.
That's right.
I need to go there first and then come back by Merritt's.
There you go.
Great idea, Bart.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to let my friend Stephen Keith over at over there know that you're coming. I don't ask for him. Stephen Keith.
Stephen Keith.
I'll let him know that you're coming over there.
So, well, is he back behind the counter?
He's one of the big wigs over there.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
And,
That's good to know somebody.
And Dan,
Merritt.
Well, Dan Stern. No, I'm not talking about Merritt. I'm talking about botanical. I don't know anybody at Merritt.
Well, we got Dan Stern, too.
Dan Stern, yeah. I'm talking about the botanical garden.
Okay, I thought you meant Merritt. I want to know somebody at Merritt.
Get on the good side.
Yeah.
Get that extra slice of bacon.
They all smell like bacon at Merritt. That's how you know they work there.
When I was at Chapel Hill, Merritt's was a service station on Friday nights. They had a bluegrass band, and I sang, of course, if there was a band around somewhere, I sang. Mm. And, of course, we know my mother said I sang my way out of the governor's office. And I said, Mama, why'd you say that? She said, well.
Well. Yeah, and you ended up doing a lot of things, though. A lot of great things in your life, so I wouldn't worry about
that. When one door closes, another one
opens. How about that wonderful 90-year-old man that called in today?
Yeah, that's right. Long time, lifetime listener to WPTF. 100 years old this year, and still moving on. So, Nelsa, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Where are you going today? And, Mart, thank you.
You're quite welcome.
Good luck with the plant sale and Rufus.
And we'll be where next week, Mike?
We will be at the State Farmers Market in Raleigh.
Okay.
That's what we'll do. And then the next week, we'll be up in Greensboro at Guilford Garden Center.
I wish I could make that.
I do, too.
We want Don Vaughn there now. If you're listening, Don Vaughn, you better be there.
Yeah. Well, that'll be in 2 weeks.
Then will you be at the State Fair after that?
We're going to be at State Fair, not for this show, but I'll be out there a couple of days talking at the flower show area. Have a great weekend, everybody. God love you. We'll see you next week.
Go Pack.